concerned about the important stuff.
This is Chelsea and Izzy with your 10am Z Lines. In local news, after 8 years of solar power farming in Australia's outback, Doug Scholar's Normanton Solar Farm has officially turned off the lights. Mr. Scholar was in talks with Ergon Energy to renew his contract to continue selling his solar power to Ergon Retail, but said, quote, "Most of the day they're offering me a minus figure for the power, so in effect that means I have to pay them to produce power for them," end quote. The solar farm on the Gulf of Carpentaria encompassed land almost twice the size of Tasmania. With residents calling for cheaper energy, the 16,000 panel farm has been providing power to every property in the Carpentaria Shire. Carpentaria Shire Mayor Jack Bowden said, quote, "We're famous up in this country for dirty power and have been for years until Doug came along with the solar farm," end quote. Mr. Bowden said the Normanton Solar Farm gave residents a solution for dirty power, which is energy that has frequent voltage fluctuations causing irregularities in power supply and brownouts. Ergon Energy said given the confidential nature of the contract negotiations, the company was not able to respond to Mr. Scholar's comments.
Our Townsville locals will select their next mayor on November 15th, with the by-election date long awaited after the suspension of Troy Thompson. Under investigation by the Crime and Corruption Commission, former Mayor Thompson resigned from the role last Friday, almost a fortnight after he was issued a cause notice by Anne Leahy, Queensland's local government minister. Nominations will open this Tuesday, October 7th, for new candidates. Harry Patel, a returning candidate, has declared to run, as well as State MP Nick DeMesso, who is stepping down from his current position to pursue the local elections.
In national news, as part of a $4.5 billion deal with the United States government, the Australian Army's new attack helicopters are now flying over Townsville. The AH-64E Apache helicopters are just two of the 29 new helicopters to take to the Australian skies following the finalised deal between the federal government and the US back in 2022. Major General David Hafner of the Australian Army Aviation Command said, quote, "It carries a range of sensors, communications, networking, which really sees an evolution in the capability that we've currently got within the Army," end quote. In a 2023 review of Australia's defence strategies, it saw a need to improve Australia's capabilities and operations from the northern bases. Townsville is developing to be Australia's hub of Army aviation, with the Darwin-based 1st Aviation Regiment to relocate by 2028. Australian National University National Security College Senior Policy Advisor David Andrews has said how the new fleet of Apache will only strengthen Australia's capabilities in the Pacific region, saying, quote, "The AH-64E provides a critical step change in attack aviation capability for the Australian Army."
Hundreds of protesters headed to Sydney's CBD last night in support of individuals on the Samud flotilla bound for Gaza. Intercepted by the Israeli Navy, the flotilla included dozens of other boats with many pro-Gaza activists, including Greta Thunberg, on board. It has been confirmed that at least two Australians were included in the interrupted aid mission. The last-minute and therefore unauthorised protest was organised by the Palestine Action Group, who travelled through the CBD and returned to Sydney's town hall for a two-hour total march time. There was an estimated 400 people in attendance, according to police. Calling the flotilla's, quote, "not the wisest course of action," end quote, Jane Hume, Liberal Senator, has urged Australians to stay on home soil and donate to aid organisations rather than joining the boats in breaking the naval blockade. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler also discouraged Aussie involvement due to the, quote, "obvious safety risks that are involved," end quote.
In international news, the search has continued for five soldiers missing in a training exercise in northern Norway. The exercise, initially involving 10 soldiers, was meant to conclude at 7 a.m. local time. Jorgen Jørn Auckland Hansen, an operations manager for the Finnmark Police District, said police had been notified around 4:37 p.m. Describing possible scenarios, Hansen stated, quote, "the soldiers may have misunderstood the meeting time." Mr. Hansen added, quote, "that something may have happened to them and that is why they have now initiated a search." Police helicopters, drones, rescue dogs, the Red Cross and armed forces have all been involved in the search.
For your weather today, Brisbane has blue skies and the sun in our eyes. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach a 9, which is in the very high band. So make sure you pack your sunscreen and some light layers. That's a wrap for your 10 a.m. news. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, if you just can't wait, find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.